Our special green room guest this afternoon is Mademoiselle Billie Holiday, recording artist for Clef Records. Good afternoon, Mademoiselle Holiday.
Hello, George.
I might add that it is a most pleasant experience to see that you are as personable in person as you are in your famous recordings.
Thank you.
We always like to ask our guests a question, and we like to compare their answers. Billy, I wonder if you could answer for us, what is jazz?
Well, to me, jazz is good music and a good feeling. And I'd like to say that everybody can't play jazz. And no one person originated it. No one person created. I think you just have to have it in you.
Well, you concur.
Have to feel it, in other words.
You concur with our guests thus far, then, that jazz must be tied in pretty closely with improvising.
That's right.
I understand, Billy, that you have enlarged your scope of talents, not only to include fine singing, but you've also written a book called A Lady Sings the Blues. I understand, too, that it's a bestseller.
Yes, I'm very happy about it. Gee whiz, we tried to get it and out here in L.A., and it was all sold out in Chicago and New York, and they're making up some new ones.
You mean you couldn't buy a copy of your own book?
I never read it yet. Anyone I get, my friends take it away from me.
I'll bet they take it away autographed, too. Did you actually write the book, or did you hire a writer to write it for you?
No, a friend of mine, Dufty is his name. He's a co-editor for the Post in New York, Post newspaper. And, make a long story short, my husband, one night we were talking, and people had been writing things about me and getting them all wrong and all screwed up. I won't mention the newspapers or the magazines, bless them. So my husband said, why don't you write a book and tell your side? So I went to Bill, and he got the typewriter, and it took us about 2-3 months, and I just told him he wrote. That's how the book came about.
Now you make it sound so simple, and I'm sure it was a lot of work and a lot of inspiration. Billy, you've described jazz somewhat as being a good feeling. Do you have any particular recordings of your own that had this good feeling when you made them?
Yeah. I don't like very many of my records, though, because there's always something I should have did, some note I should have been, some word I should have said, I should have slowed down, I went faster. But I like other people's records, Duke Ellington, and I'm crazy about Ella and Louis Armstrong. They're my favorites. But my records, I know.
Well, I think you're being too critical of your own recordings, Billy. I think that they're certainly most enjoyable to listen to, despite the fact that you wish you had another chance at them. Billy, what is new? What are your plans for the immediate future?
Well, when we leave here, we go to Honolulu, and then we go to... Where do we go?
Camden, New Jersey.
Oh, that's right. We have a concert. Isn't it an outdoor affair or something? Concert outdoors, and then we go to Camden, New Jersey, and then we go to Europe.
Well, this is a vacation trip to Europe, or?
No, honey, no vacations, all work.
Well, that's wonderful. That's
I vacation while I work, you know.
Well, I know you like to sing because you couldn't sing so well if you didn't like it. Do you like to do anything else particularly?
Well, I try to learn to play golf. My husband's a golf fiend, but I like the other thing that he likes, that's fishing. But the only thing I like about it is to sit in the boat and eat hot dogs and drink beer and scream when he catches a fish.
And you hope that you don't catch any fish?
No, I haven't. They wiggle too much. I'm afraid to take them off the hook.
Well, I've got to ask you the perennial question then, Mademoiselle Holiday. Who puts the worm on the hook?
My husband.
He baits your hook for you.
Sure, I'm afraid of them. They wiggle.
You afraid of everything that wiggles?
I don't like them.
Well, did he ever introduce you to the type of bait that is actually mechanical, a little silver string?
Yes, and he never introduced me, but he brought this little kit, and nosy me, I went and opened it to see what was inside. And those things are so real, it's getting me to death. I must have threw it a mile.
You thought he brought home a box full of bugs?
I certainly did.
Well, that's wonderful. And where is your favorite fishing spot?
Well, we've been all over Canada and Detroit, out here, and Miami. He went out in the Everglades.
To go fishing?
And in a little boat, and went over an alligator's back. And a storm came up, and I was praying. He got home with a box full of fish.
Oh, Billy, that's wonderful. Where's your favorite singing spot? Do you have one of those?
Well, no, but no favorite singing spot. I'm at Jazz City now. In fact, I closed last night. But I mostly Carnegie Hall. You know, concerts, because people really listen to you in those places, you know. Nobody's drinking or smoking, or they concentrate, you know. And next to the concerts, I like nightclubs because everybody's happy and having the ball.
But do you feel?
I don't care too much about. Scares me.
Do you feel there's a difference between the audience that you might encounter in Los Angeles at Jazz City, for example, or New York or Honolulu?
There's a difference in audience all over the country.
Well, how do you please the audiences all over the country so well, then?
Oh, I don't know.
What is the fundamental difference?
Well, I don't know. And what is that? Eddie Cantor, somebody said, they love me in Boston. So I really don't know.
Well, would you sing?
People have been nice to me all over so far.
Would you sing different songs in New York than you would in Los Angeles or Honolulu?
No.
You'd program the same numbers?
Yes, because I go by my public. They ask me, you know, as a rule, before I go on, they'll ask for, like a tune I wrote, Don't Explain. They'll ask for that. They'll ask for Strange Fruit. Sing the blues, Billy, you know. So I go by them. I try to please them.
Well, one way to certainly please your listeners is to hear one of your Clef recordings called Please Don't Talk About Me While I'm Gone, and one that I'm sure warrants many requests when you make an appearance.
Now, are we through?
Just a real quick wrap-up on it, Billy. Why don't you, George, ask her about who's backing her on this stuff, if you would.
All right.
Who is?
Please don't talk about me.
Oh, my God.
Oh, wait a minute.
Benny Carter.
Harry Edison.
Red Calhoun on bass. John Simmons on bass. Jimmy Rowe on piano. Oh, I can't think of any more. I don't know who. Bonnie Kessel on guitar.
Uh-huh.
Wait a minute. What did I say? It was six pieces, wasn't it?
Yeah,
wait a minute. It was a tenor, man.
Who's it? Stroller and drums?
No, just alto, Jimmy Carter.
No, Benny Carter.
Sweet Edison.
Sweet Edison trumpet.
There was no tenor, man.
You got me confused. Benny Carter, Jimmy Rowe, piano. Sweet Edison trumpet.
Barney Castle
guitar.
John Simmons
bass. Wait a minute, Dad. It was six pieces.
Another selection by our special green room guest, Mademoiselle Billie Holiday, from the Clef album just released called Velvet Moon. I understand they're going to release another album of yours in the very near future, Billy.
Let's start over. MOOD. Mood.
Oh, Velvet Mood.
Yeah, I tried to tell you before,
moon.
But you didn't pay me attention.
No. Well, I just thought you were worrying over there. Are we rolling, Dick? Another selection by our special green room guest this afternoon, Mademoiselle Billie Holiday, from the new Clef album, Velvet Mood. Billy, I understand they're going to release another album of yours in the near future.
Yes, they are, and I had some swell cats on there with me.
Wonderful. Who was backing you up on that?
Oh, I had Benny Carter and an alto, and Harry Edison trumpet, John Simmons bass, and Jimmy Rowe on piano, Barney Kessel. We had a ball.
Well, they certainly are some swell cats, as you so aptly put it. I understand, too, that they're going to release a song about your book. It carries the same title.
Yes, I wrote a little melody called Lady Sings the Blues.
We'll certainly be looking for that. Billy, it certainly has been a pleasure to meet you and to be able to chat with you in person in the green room this afternoon. We hope that you'll stop by and see us again real soon.
I will, and thank you.